Good afternoon, Melbourne Bird Bet. This is Maddie. How can I help you? Yes. Sorry, it took me a second to realise you were. Sorry, the vet had been. I will just go check. Do you mind holding for a moment? Thank you.
Melbourne Bird Veterinary Clinic is the place to be for all your avian needs. If your pet has a beak, feathers and wings, our expert veterinarians are here for you. One of our friendly team will be with you in just a moment.
Hey, while you're waiting, jump online and check out our website. Just go to melbournebirdvet.com. See what we do, how we can help you, and book your next appointment. melbournebirdvet.com.
Our clinic is one of only two bird-only veterinary clinics in Australia and is the only bird-only veterinary clinic in Victoria. We offer avian surgery, new bird examinations, sessions with our behaviourist and annual wellness checks. Your birds are always welcome.
Hello, Pat McWhirter speaking. Yeah, look, bit reluctant to take the collar off because if she chews at the suture, that could be problematic. If you're there able to monitor her and watch her, then you can take the collar off and she may not bother the suture anyway. Okay, usually we don't have that problem with the fabric collars. We'll get them with the ones where it's stiff, but not the fabric ones. Oh, God. Okay. Now, that's a bit problematic, isn't it? I wonder whether if that's the case, the risk of her chewing out the suture is less than the issue in terms of with the collar. Yeah. Yeah, maybe, look, what I suggest you do, watch her tonight, maybe pop her in tomorrow and let's have a look at it. The other thing is, look, I mean, she will have had the suture in now 48 hours, something like that, was it? You picked her up. Yeah. Yeah, look, I suggest see what she's like tomorrow. It may be that we can take that suture out. Well, it may be that if she chews it out, it's not going to be any big deal anyway. You know, quite often we can get it out after 48 hours and it'll be okay, but we would prefer to leave it in longer. So if you were to take the collar off and she were to chew the suture out, you're probably still going to be okay. But, you know, you're kind of between a rock and a hard spot with it. Yeah. Okay, well, use your own judgment. If you want to take it off and just monitor it and see what she's doing with that suture, she may leave it alone anyway, in which case leave the collar off. But if she's really going at her vent, then we probably should. But I don't want her to get a hole in her neck, that's for sure. I don't think I've got anything I can easily tell you to do. I mean, you can't really stick a Band-Aid underneath it very well. Yeah, I think go ahead, do that tonight. See how you go. If it looks as though you can leave it off, then leave it off. And then, yeah, go from there. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And bring her down tomorrow if needs be. Okay, no problem. Catch you later. Bye-bye.